Romans 5 and 5. Such hope never disappoints or deludes or shames us, for God's love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has given to us. Hey, check it out. This is Minister Spivey with Pillows and Prayers. We know it will take you there. Would you give your life for someone who despised you? Well, that's exactly what Jesus did, according to Romans 5, 6, and 8. God loved you so much that even before you loved him, when you were against him, he sent Jesus to die for you. And thank God for his awesome love today. So this is a day of love. Let love lift you today, if nothing more. So, you know, as I looked at Romans 5 and 5, I got to contemplating and thinking about, the love that God has definitely poured out even through the storm, even through situations, even through decision making, or even health situations. So I want to give you this, and I ask that your ears hear me. Remember, this is Pillows and Prayers. You know, it will take you there. And Pillows and Prayers is always exonerated by the heart of God. So Romans 5 and 5 says that love, that the love of God is poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he gave to us. And this simply means that when the Lord in the form of the Holy Spirit comes through our faith in his Son, Jesus Christ, he brings love with him. He always brings love with him. And because God is love, just check out 1 John 4 and 8. And I want this to be really heartfelt. I need it to touch your heart and understand that, you know, this is something we all need. And a lot of times we don't realize it because we go with our day to day. So take a moment, an absence of recess right now. We all need to ask ourselves, is what we are doing with the love of God that has been freely given to us? Do we reject it because we don't think we are valuable enough to be loved? We believe God is like other people who have rejected and hurt us. This is a question you ask yourself. Or do we receive his love by faith, believing that he is the greater, believing that because he is greater than our failures and weaknesses, we know that all things will work and is working now. So what kind of relationship do you have with God, with yourself, and ultimately with others? What kind of relationship? See, for a long time, I did not know that I had a relationship with myself. It was something I never thought of until God began teaching me in this area. I now realize that I spend more time with self than with anyone else. And it is vital that I do get along with me, of course. And the same is true for you, too. So we've come to this understanding that we all know how agonizing it is to work day after day with someone we do not get along with. But at least we do not have to take that person home with us at night. Amen. But we are with ourselves at all times, day and night. We never have 1 minute away from ourselves, not even 1 second. Therefore, it is of the utmost importance that we have peace with ourselves and accept God's love into our hearts. I encourage you to receive God's love in a fresh way today. This is Minister Spivey with Pillows and Prayers. We know it will take you there. God bless you. I love you. Hey, check it out. This is Minister Spivey with Pillows and Prayers. We know it will take you there. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. I hope your day is going well. Beautiful day outside. Spring is definitely in the air. I come to you today with today's topic, self-discussion, safe or obedient. Okay, here we go. Grab a hold to your seats really quick, because guess what? God approved of you before anybody else ever got a chance to disapprove. I'm going to say it again for you, because I don't think you heard me. God approved of you before anybody else ever got a chance to disapprove. If God approves of you and accepts you as you are, why worry about what anyone else thinks? If God is for you, and he is, according to Romans 8 and 31, who can effectively be against you? See, even when we are in a place of obedience to God, we often have no We often have no natural way of knowing for sure whether we are right or wrong, and we have nothing more than faith to help us. And that faith helps us to take the first step. We may not know, or we may not be certain that what we're doing is the right thing until after we have done it, and then look back to see if God's grace was there to cause our efforts to bear good fruit. Come on. And one of the fruits I definitely love is meekness. Meekness does not mean weakness. It does not mean you're weak. It means you know when to hold on and when to let go. But sometimes we may be wrong. You know, that thought seems frightening. So we think sometimes I better just stay here where it's safe. But if we do that, we will soon be miserable if God truly has told us to move forward. So you have to know what God is saying. You have to hear and receive what the Lord is saying to you, even in this hour. And if our hearts are right and we do our best when we hear from him, God will redeem us and honor our steps of obedience. If we move in childlike trust to obey what we believe in our hearts, he has told us to do, even if that decision is wrong, God will take that mistake and work it out for your good. I know this is true, because Romans 8:28 says that all things work together and it fits into God's plan for good for those of us, like me and you and I, who are called according to his purpose. So you have to be a purpose for the purpose. And a lot of times, most of the times, all the times, purpose is not performance. Many people are afraid to move because they think that if they make a mistake, God will be angry with them. But this is where trusting his character is so vital to walking in faith. People who are too afraid to obey are so miserable anyway that they cannot get any worse off by stepping out and trying to do what God is telling them to do. Okay, a little bit about me. You know, first time, 10 years in ministry, praise the Lord, and this is one of the greatest ministries I'm in now, and I thank God for the leading, you know. But I always come transparent because I believe transparency breaks change. And I once had a ministry position at another church, and I loved it, but I felt God was leading me to step out into something new. And what happens, I did leave, but not because I wanted to. I left because God's anointing and power for me to be there had lifted. And I became miserable until I obeyed him. I realized I would find peace only if I left my safety zone and tested what I believe he told me to do. That was the only way to find out if I was right or wrong about hearing his voice. And I had to step out to find out. And I say this, what does all of this mean? I say this to not, for those that's afraid to step out on faith, just obey. To obey is better than sacrifice. And I want to exhort you today. I want to exhort you with the truth. Do not spend all your life playing it safe. Safety is very comfortable, but it may keep you from God's perfect plan for your life. Trust his word and keep your heart willing and ready to obey. You will find throughout your own personal life, not his, not theirs, but your life, that God regularly calls out all of us, out of our comfort zone, into new places of faith and growth in time. You and me both. We're women and men on the growth. Men and women on the growth. Women and men that is being lifted up, because God said, if I be lifted up, he'll draw. So even where we are right now today, I want you to know that pillows and prayers will take you there. Why? Because exonerated by the heart of God, God is resourceful and God gives us access. So each one reach one. This is Minister Spivey with Pillows and Prayers. Check me out at denisespivey36@gmail.com or Facebook. I love you. God bless you.